T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
The John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, sponsored by Wink Hartman and the Hartman Group of Companies. Want to remind you to stay informed with up-to-the-minute news by visiting knssradio.com or just telling Alexa or Google Home to play KNSS Radio. And of course, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and follow me on Twitter at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. Speaking of which, we have some major guest announcements coming up in the next few, we'll say weeks, because we're still trying to finalize exactly when, but we have some pretty good guests that we want to share with you. I think it's going to be fun. Keep an eye on that Facebook page. That's when we'll post them. Rod, you're on the John Whitmer Show. Thanks for sticking around.
Hey, yeah, John, good show tonight. A lot of information. I'll try to think about it tonight when I go to sleep. But anyhow, I was going to talk to you a little bit about this Kansas Department of Labor.
Oh, yeah.
Seeing we're number one in fraud. And my dad always said the crooks make it harder for the honest person. And I don't know why it hit Kansas so bad. But anyhow, our company shut down in February because of the high gas price. And it was a temporary shutdown. And then we were told we're eligible for unemployment. And so what the department did, they want you to do everything online. So you go online, you do this five-step process. You get to this step number five, and then you're supposed to call a LexisNexis company out of California. And it's a identity verification company.
Huh.
And they ask personal questions. They know more about me than I knew. But anyhow, you do that, and then they send Kate all the results, and then Kate all's supposed to send you a four-digit code to do everything online.
Huh.
And I've waited 3 months.
To get your unemployment.
To get my code.
To get your code. Just to get your code.
Just to get the code. Because so, you can't call in. So they want everything done online. And but anyhow, it'd be interesting. I'd like to ask a Republican, because I wouldn't get an answer from a Democrat, because they call spending investing.
Oh, yeah.
But, how much do we pay this California company to tell KDOL that we really are who we are? And why
couldn't we find a Kansas company that does that? And to answer your fraud question, it's anywhere from $600 to $900 million is the fraudulent claims. And he didn't happen to mention it tonight. We had Wink Hartman on not long after these fraud claims had originally come up. And I had both him and Secretary Kobach on because I wanted to know. And then we also, just to be fair, we also had Tracy Mann and Dr. Collier on. And I wanted to get the four of them and basically get their take. If you were governor or lieutenant governor, how would you have handled it? And one of the things that stood out to me was Wink Hartman said, you know, the first thing I'd have done is hired people immediately and opened that office 24 hours. And ironically, Laura Kelly has done half of that. She's hired a bunch of new people, and she's extended hours a little bit. But they're still closed on certain days. They're still only hours, you know, open. And it took her all, I think it was 9 months before she implemented any of those basic changes. And the other thing Wink said is, I'd have fired the Secretary of Labor on the, after the first week of incompetence. And again, that took Laura Kelly 6 months to do that. So, but this is what I brought up when I talked to Wink tonight. The difference is you're dealing with bureaucrats as opposed to someone who's run a business, understands that business mindset. If you're not performing, you get fired. It's why Donald Trump was so successful. Granted, I wish he'd stayed off Twitter, but he was awfully darn successful with running the company or the country like a business. Rod, thanks for joining us tonight. Thanks for calling in. Chase, you're on the John Whitmer Show.
Hello.
Chase, how are you this evening? Thanks for sticking around.
I'm doing well. How are you, sir?
Fine, thanks.
I was just calling to comment on a Laura Kelly topic where she said that she was going to stand by the federal spending on unemployment.
The extra $300.
Yes, in the short term.
Right.
And I just wanted to bring it to the legislature's attention to maybe address that, because February of next year, or excuse me, November of next year, is a long way off yet.
Yeah. So. Well, and the sad part is, I know they go back, you know, they'll go back for one day at the end of this month. They go back for sine die. That's the only day they go back. And traditionally, I mean, I've been there on sine die. Really, all that is we go in, they'll wrap up if anything is still straggling. If she has vetoed anything, they'll try and override that veto. But to actually take up anything on sine die, highly, highly unlikely. Because okay, any new legislation, they wouldn't have seen it. The committees won't have met. It's just so very difficult to get anything done and passed out on sine die, because it's the last day of the legislature, and it's so easy. And, heck, some of the guys, some of the legislators don't even go back up for sine die, because the guys out in western Kansas who are planting, that's in the middle of planting for them. So a lot of them don't even make it back up for that last day of the session. It'll be interesting. I think you're right. It didn't surprise me that she opted out, that she chose to continue making those payments or taking that money, because that's what Democrats do. And she takes her, it's clear to me that Laura Kelly's taken her talking points and her orders straight out of the DNC and the Biden White House. So shouldn't surprise us. Chase, thanks for calling. Thanks for listening, my friend. Appreciate you. Terry, we have only got about a minute, 2 minutes left in that time. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling in.
Okay, I'll make it real quick. I could tell the other gentleman, I was just curious if you knew it pretty much why Lou Dobbs and some other people were exited from Fox.
You know, I don't. I've heard some of the conspiracy stuff, and you know, we've had Todd Starnes on the show many times. In fact, I need to have him on again. I love having Todd on.
That would be good.
There's a lot of rumors about why some of them were kicked off and some of them weren't. A lot of it may just come down to ratings. You know, this is an industry that is based on ratings. I see our show's ratings. I know what our listener numbers are. And fortunately, thank you, by the way, for listening. I know our numbers are great. But it may just have been a ratings decision for Dobbs. You could, you know, I mean, look at Google it. You might be able to find out. I don't know the particular reason. They do also shuttle people around at different TV stations in order to keep their ratings. Fox has enjoyed such high ratings for such a long time that I think they're trying to keep things fresh. I know that's one of the reasons they changed out that morning show, the midday, not the Fox and Friends, but that mid-morning slot, because they're beating CNN and they're beating LGBTV. And I think they want to keep that up. And the only way to do that is to keep it fresh. So it's a good question, though. See if you can figure it out. If you do, email me, john@knssradio.com. I'd be curious to find out why, because I like Lou Dobbs as well. Terry, thanks for joining us. Make sure you stick around next week. We're going to have some cool guests. We may have that special guest for you as early as next week. In the meantime, carry on, fellow Neanderthals. Have a great week. Stay safe. We'll be here next Sunday.